Hello, lovely readers. I know I've been seriously sparse around here this fall, and it's because life has kept me on my toes for the past few months. We've been really busy. So it started out with my in-laws visiting for almost 3 weeks in September. We really enjoy doing everyday life with them since we don't see them very often. They live in Colorado, which is where Eric grew up, in the Boulder area. And then in October, we tried to cram in all the fall things since COVID prevented us from doing them last year. We hiked and we did a lot of fall baking. We visited Carleton, where we went to school, and we went apple picking with my dad and my little brother. I always want to say baby brother, but he's actually in elementary school now, so he's not a baby anymore. November was a crazy month for Eric's work as he hosted a large virtual event. We had a somewhat successful family photo shoot, and I've included a picture. I'm hoping to get around to updating the images on the blog before the end of this year because everything on here is from 2017 and 2018, kind of on all the main pages. And then I threw myself into decluttering and deep cleaning before the holidays started. Thanksgiving was a real blur. My sister-in-law, her husband, and their baby, and also Eric's parents were in town the whole week, so our house was a frenzy of little boys and grandparents for several days. We spent the big meal with my dad, stepmom, brother, and some family friends, and there were actually 5 little boys ages 7 and under at Thanksgiving, which was really crazy. And then last week I turned 27, and Eric took the day off and planned a couple of surprise video calls and got me a box of Levain cookies shipped from New York City, which are my absolute favorite things. So I was a super spoiled and happy mama. I got new winter boots for my birthday, which I love. Although, is that not the most Minnesotan thing ever to get excited about? And now I'm recovering from a week full of medical appointments, so therapy, finishing up the baby's feeding evaluation, speech therapy for my toddler, and then a super long appointment at Children's Hospital yesterday for an MRI neuro follow-up for the baby, which isn't like any kind of emergency, it's just something that we do because he has a somewhat rare condition with his skull/brain, I guess. And then on top of all that, I've been working towards my second freelance writing goal of making my first $100. So I reached my first goal this summer by publishing my first paid article. Well, somebody else published it, I wrote it. And so I'm trying to balance, I feel like I'm just always trying to balance full-time staying at home with my kids with my need for a little bit more intellectual stimulation. Although I'm really lucky to have the freedom to do what I love in both of those respects. All that to say, if I'm not with the kids, cleaning the house, writing, devouring parenting books, I read a really good one recently, Hunt, Gather, Parent, and I link to it here, taking basic care of myself, or finishing up Christmas shopping, because I do all of the Christmas shopping in our house, which is totally fine, it's just like, it's a lot, if I'm not doing any of those things, I'm probably sleeping because I really need it right now. but at the same time, I miss blogging, so I think I'm going to set a not too ambitious goal of 1 post per week in 2022. Speaking of which, it's absolutely crazy that we're almost done with 2021. This year absolutely flew by, and I seriously can't believe I'm on the verge of having 2 toddlers. So help me. and I hope you're doing well. So let's catch up. Drop me a comment with something fun that's happened in your life recently, big or small, and hopefully I will be back on here sooner than like a month from now. That's the goal anyway. Okay, bye.